Good evening, everyone. I hope you put them babies to bed, because for the next 30 minutes, my goal is to relax your mind and body. Please take a moment to grab your drink or smoke of choice while we hear from our sponsors before we get started. Good evening, kings and queens, my little vibers out there. And actually, that just kind of led me into what we are going to be discussing for the next few minutes. So I wanted to take time to discuss just that, the kings and queens of our lives, the people who we honor, the people who makes our day go by faster, the people who we can't anticipate to see. And when we see pictures or when we hear their voices, we smile, and they give us that really good feeling in the inside, because 2020 is so unpredictable. Things that can go wrong have been going wrong. We've been losing celebrities that we've been having, well, feeling like we've been having a close connection to. We've been losing people left and right. So I just feel like, you know, this is the time where we need to give the ones who we love and give the people who just make our days just go by a little faster. We need to give them their flowers while they are still here on this earth, while we're still able to talk to them and see them. We may not be able to see them as much as we would like to, but nevertheless, we need to honor them while they are here. Adding to that, ladies, this first one's for you. So I know that women tend to want to change men, and this is not saying every woman, but I know that women tend to want to change a man and make them better, and they're just on them because they see such good potential in you. But sometimes we gotta just fall back. You know, we with this man for a reason, and something about him attracted us. So sometimes you gotta pick your battles and figure out, is this even worth it? You know, let that man be a man, especially if he is holding down the fort, he doing everything that you ask him to do, he just want a little time to himself. Let him have that. There's nothing wrong with that. Just like when us women want our time, we make sure we do everything in our damn power to have some us time, whether it be us with the girls or us in the house by ourselves having a glass of wine. We need to make sure that this man is honored and he feels like every time he come home, he happy or he's relaxed. Let's stop stressing these men out for things that don't necessarily matter. And those guys know who they are, who deserve all the flowers and the honors. And you know, those y'all men know who y'all are. It's the other ones that give y'all a bad name. Now those, they need a little work. And I feel like this is the year where you either continue to deal with it, ladies, or you get rid of that motherfucker. Now, if you know Lil' Andre ain't about shit for these past 6-7 years, and he keep cheating on you, and he keep, you know, doing some goofy shit now, and he don't look like he in a position to make it better or to change himself, let's stop wasting time on him. I know you see this potential. I know in the beginning it was the birds and the bees and it was the flowers and everything was pretty and he smelled good and he came around the house and he did work. It was somewhere along the line, shit just got a little sour. And you just gotta sit back and think, for your mental health, is it best for you to continue a relationship that you just don't see any sort of change? I mean, people are supposed to grow in a relationship, no matter if it's a physical relationship or if it's a friendship. If you're not growing to become a better friend to your friend or to become a better spouse to your mate, then why are you here? Why are we here? You know, if I'm in a relationship and I don't see anything progressing, I gotta get to stepping. For real. I mean, as much as we want to hold on to these people and, you know, make them feel like, you know, I want to help you, I want to do anything to help you become a better person, especially men who, and I've been seeing a lot of men start their own businesses. I've been seeing a lot of people start their own businesses in 2020. And, you know, kudos to everybody who doing that, because that is a headache in all its own. I can tell you that. I am here to support you guys, but I just don't think that it's in me to start my own business, but I will definitely be here to support the people who do and to purchase your items. But the whole situation is stressful starting your own business. So I know you want to sit there and motivate him or motivate her, but if they're not seeing the potential in themselves, or they're not doing what they need to do to make the business progress, why you want to keep stressing yourself out by helping that person? You know, it's a lot, you know. Nowadays, women, we gotta be their best friend. We gotta be their nigga. We gotta be their mama and their daddy and a motivational speaker and a psychiatrist. We gotta do all this shit. Okay. And it puts a lot of stress on us to have to be wear those different hats. Fellas, you gotta wear those hats too. You know, it should not be one side of the relationship. It's not one sided. So now on to y'all. If you see your queen every day getting up, going to work, taking these kids to daycare, or, you know, taking them somewhere, or not even taking them nowhere, just getting up, you know, maybe the kids are going virtual schooling and she got to be there to handle that. And then she got to make sure breakfast is made and make sure lunch is made for the kids. Or maybe she has a job and she's an essential worker and she got to go out. Honor her. Find a creative way to honor her. You know, it takes a lot of effort to be that woman that has to get up and go to work and take care of kids and make sure everybody's fed and had a bath and, you know, make that, give her an off day. You know, maybe sometimes certain days of the week you decide to do the household items, and then certain days of the week she can do the household items. You know, y'all gotta compromise. You gotta make it equal. A relationship is about equality. It shouldn't be, oh, well, that's your job to take out the trash, or, you know, that's your job to cook dinner because you're a woman, you're supposed to cook dinner, or that's your job to put gas in the car because you're a man and, you know, the car thing is you. No, ladies, we fought for equality years and years ago. Now we have it. It's time to use it. So I want you guys to think, especially the people who are in relationships, and they have a, you know, just things going on in their relationship. Think about how you would feel if your counterpart was not around anymore. Whether it be they left, or maybe, Lord God forbid, they're deceased. Just think how dramatic that situation would be for you. You know, especially if this is a person that you love and you adore and you couldn't see life without them. Make them feel wanted. Make them feel like their presence is much needed in your life. You know, because at any given time, a woman and or a man could decide, you know what, I don't need this and I'm leaving. So let's try to take more accountability of our actions in these relationships. Let's try to honor people while they're still here, because you never know when your name might be called one day. Let's just make everybody feel good. You know, during this pandemic, I'm sure that it is extremely hard. You know, more people daily are suffering from depression because we're in the house. But at some point in time, you got to find a way to get out. You got to find something different to do. The key word to this is creativity. I know one specific person who does hate that word when I say it, but that's what it is. It's creativity. So sit down after you guys listen to this podcast and collaborate, you know, call her up, call him up. Or maybe if y'all sitting in the house together, you know, when this podcast episode go off, sit down and figure out how you can make your relationship better. How can I make you feel wanted daily? You know, this isn't something that you guys should just do once a month. You need to honor that person daily. And that don't necessarily mean going to go buy them something or, you know, so it could just be, you know, whatever, whatever you feel like, whatever you guys have in your relationship that makes the other person feel loved, keep that shit going, you know? All right, so I've done my due diligence. I hope that that reaches out to anybody. Just take something from that. I don't want to see relationships just drop, or I don't want to see relationships end because somebody wasn't doing what they were supposed to do. And taking this from a single person, y'all really need to listen up, because I've been single at this point for 9 years. This year made 9 years. So I feel like I know exactly what I want in a relationship. And if I get anything less, I'm going to bring it to my partner's attention. And if I don't see that he's doing anything to rectify the situation, and I know with change comes time, like you have to be patient, but if I don't see my partner changing or making an attempt to change, then I gotta be out of there. You know, I'm too old to be waiting around to baby somebody or to figure out when the light bulb has finally gone off in someone's head to figure out, okay, this is what she meant. So collaboration is the key word, and compromising is the takeaway. Think about that. So we're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we will end the show. So we are back. Before I ended the show, I do want to talk about something important that we should all be doing. We should all be detoxing. And I'm not necessarily talking about detoxing from our daily intake of crappy ass foods. I'm talking about a social media detox. Could you honestly say that you're willing to give up social media to better your relationship? Not necessarily a relationship with a spouse, but like a friendship. Are you willing to give up social media for a certain period of time to better something that's important to you, to better a relationship that's important to you? Can you say that? I know a lot of people say it because they think that that's what the next party or the next person wants to hear, but can you actually go through with it? Now, nowadays, I really could give up social media on a personal stance for a relationship. I would like to keep my social media page for my podcast, which is on Twitter at My Voice, My Vibe. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. I follow back. But I will and am willing to give up a social media personal page to establish a better relationship with someone. Now, I couldn't say that, well, actually, I would hope that my spouse or my significant other would be willing to do the same thing. But that's something that I think we all should do from time to time. We've been home under this pandemic. Everybody's really kind of been home since March. It's already September. So we've been doing nothing, basically starting businesses and on social media and, you know, just things that don't necessarily make our day productive. So I think to better a relationship, there is nothing wrong with maybe once or twice a month just taking a break from social media. Or if you really are down with it and you really want to say, you know what, fuck that shit, I want to better us, I want us to be in a better place, or just for your own mental health, it's too much shit going on social media that's fake news. I don't want to sound like Trump's ass, but it's inaccuracies on social media. It's a lot of drama. It's a lot of depressing shit. Every time we turn around, somebody's dying and it's being broadcasted everywhere. From TV to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any other social media network, it's everywhere. So there is a time that you just gotta be like, you know what? I'm good. I don't have to read everything. I mean, don't get so caught up with everything that you kind of lose sight of what really matters and what's in front of you. So I want to challenge you as an individual, and maybe once you kind of get your pattern down the way you want it, maybe you can kind of talk to your friends or significant other or spouse about maybe just detoxing. Get to know each other more. You know, y'all, I know that people be talking on the phones and texting, but what are your conversations about? You know, let's just a couple days, or even if you want to do it daily and say, okay, from 7 in the morning until 11 in the morning, I am not jumping on Facebook, or I'm not jumping on Instagram, or I'm not jumping on Twitter. Start off with a goal that you know you can achieve. If you're like a hardcore social media fanatic, maybe you'll say for an hour a day, I won't jump on social media. And then you just kind of baby step it and go from there. I know it's easy for me to say a lot of this shit, but actually doing it is something totally different, especially if I don't have a goal that I'm, you know, striving for. I don't have a relationship, so I'm not necessarily doing it for that, but I am doing it for my own mental health. And I have so many social media pages. I got Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and one of my goals is to only go on 2 social media pages a day, and I'm starting there. So today I only went on Twitter, and that was just to promote My Voice, My Vibe podcast, to interact, to find subject things that interact with my audience. People send me DMs, and I went on Facebook. I have more family and friends on Facebook, so I like to check in on them and make sure everything is okay, because people use Facebook as Dear Diary sessions, and I just have to, you know, read statuses, making sure all my folks is cool. But yeah, start off with an achievable goal. Don't do anything too reckless and say, I'm not going on social media, none this weekend. Now, unless that's something you know you can truly stick with, then, you know, go for it. Shit, prove me wrong. Prove everybody else wrong. You can do it. I believe in you. But let's detox from all this negative social media shit. We know sometimes it's funny. Sometimes you just need that laugh, but is it doing more damage than good with all the shit that people are posting left and right? Just take time for yourself. Take time for your family. Think about you. What's more important? Seeing what somebody talking about on Facebook? Seeing who broke up on Facebook? Seeing who cheating on who? Or your own mental health and how you perceive yourself to your family? Think about that. I mean, that's super important. You are the person that needs to be there for your family, or even for yourself. You gotta be in tune with you before you can do anything for anybody else. So if you ain't right, nobody gonna be right. And we at least want to make sure our primary focus is self first and foremost. So I hope I've been dropping some gems on you guys today. I hope a lot of what I said makes sense. I know sometimes I was rambling a little bit. You got to work with me. This is only episode 2 now. Y'all got to give me a chance here. So take away something. Happiness is an achievable goal. You just got to put the work into it to get it done. You know? I'm going to end this episode there, and I want you guys to have an enjoyable evening for the rest of your evening. Good night.